This is your favorite morning radio program. It is 6:23 officially. Let us take a look at the entertainment news, shall we? Well, of course we shall. Celebrity couples always seem to capture our attention, right? I think what's the biggest name in celebrity couples right now? Kardashian and Kanye West.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are the classic celebrity couple.
Sure, that's been a big one for a long time. So you know what I'm talking about. Here are some celebrity couples that dated for a while that you never knew they were dating. You ready for this?
Okay.
Ryan Gosling and Sandra Bullock. Back when they met on the set of Murder by Numbers, they dated from 2002 to 2003.
How many short flings started on a movie set or a TV set?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them. Lance Armstrong was with Ashley Olsen. One of the Olsen. Yes, Ashley Olsen back in 2007. Uh-huh. You know who the pop artist Robbie Williams is?
Big in England, not so big here.
He had one hit that was over here. He had an album, and by the way, I have the album. It's an amazing, it's very well produced. He and Cameron Diaz were an issue back in 2003. Ryan Reynolds and Alanis Morissette, 2002 to 2007. So that's not just a couple dates, that's a while. Matthew Perry from Friends.
Yeah.
And Heather Graham. Hubba.
Were they in a movie together at some point?
Apparently, no. It just they hooked up, it says here, in 2003. Leonardo DiCaprio.
And everyone in Hollywood.
Well, yeah, basically, name a supermodel that he hasn't been. But Leonardo DiCaprio, now, he's not a big man. And he's definitely not what I would call a masculine man's man. You know what I'm saying? He's not.
I don't know. Did you ever see the movie Blood Diamond?
Yes, and I thought it sucked.
He can bring that off?
No, he can't.
No?
Blood Diamond sucked.
That wasn't bad.
It was a good movie, but
I didn't like the politics.
I didn't. Well, politics aside, I couldn't stand his accent. It's like, are you going to have an accent or you're not going to have? No, it's that he sucked doing his accent. You're going to do the accent or not do the accent? You
that
know?
It's like Kevin Costner in that when he played Kennedy, or he was in that. He played Kennedy's aide in that movie. 5 days about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, that one.
He lost his accent like halfway through the movie.
Well, when he played Robin Hood, it's like, are you British or not? Okay? Good gravy. Yeah, that's a no. But anyway, he was with Naomi Campbell in the 90s. Let's see, 1995. Naomi Campbell is more masculine than he is.
Oh, stop it.
She is. Tom Cruise and Cher.
Yes, I had heard that, and I read a story.
1987.
I read a story a couple of weeks ago. Cher announced her latest tour, and she claims that Tom Cruise was the best sexual experience she ever had.
Really?
In her entire life.
Well, she does like cross-dressers, so.
I know you couldn't start your day without that bit of information.
Tom Cruise?
Now get that picture out of your head.
Maybe that's why he went gay.
Tom Cruise is gay?
Oh, you know that's the rumor.
Is that right?
Yeah, that he and John Travolta, you know.
Well, John Travolta, I've heard that rumor, yeah.
If he's not, he's at least bi. Let's go there.
Tom Cruise told the story.
And, of course, we're going to get sued now because he sues everybody. I am not gay. Yeah, I think thou dost protest too much.
Tom Cruise tells the story that he had older sisters, and he learned to make out at a very young age because his sister's friends would come
over.
His sister's friends would come over and practice using him.
Mm-hmm.
Practice for their boyfriends using him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough gig if you got to get
it. No kidding.
Robert Downey Jr. hooked up with Sarah Jessica Parker. Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Heidi Klum. And Liam Neeson and Helen Mirren. They met on the set of Excalibur in 1980. I don't even remember those two being in Excalibur. I loved the movie, but I don't remember who was in it.
Have you ever seen pictures of Helen Mirren as a young woman?
Yes. Hubba frickin' hubba. Hey, you want to know something else? Have you ever seen pictures of Cloris Leachman when she was younger?
No.
Dude, she was a beauty queen. She was hot. And now it's like, oh, Frau Blucher.
See, the youngest I ever saw Cloris Leachman was when she was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
No, I mean, go back further than that. Go back way back. You know, back in the late 1800s, you know, when you were just a teenager.
Yeah.
Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez apparently beat the living snot out of somebody in jail. Apparently, this guy had a beef with him. You know, Hernandez is usually in solitary confinement to keep him safe. He was walking through a hallway or had some kind of contact with another inmate. This guy has been harassing him, giving him grief and so forth. He took the opportunity, proved he has prison cred, and beat the living snot out of the guy. So there's that. There is your entertainment news. There's more, but seriously, do you really care? WSAU, we'll be right back. Here comes Todd Starnes.